Walk out with me toward the unknown region.
I learned the truth at 17. Their love was meant for beauty queens. In high school, girls with clear skin smiles who married young and then retired. The Valentines I never knew, the Friday night charades of youth were spent on one more beautiful. At 17 I learned the truth. And those of us with ravaged faces, lacking in the social graces, desperately isn't all it seems. It's 17. A brown-eyed girl in hand-me-downs, whose name I never could pronounce, said, "Pity please the ones who serve. They only get what they deserve."
to do, impressed by the world. One of several mixes of Jethro Tull's 17, originally the B-side of Sweet Dream. And we began with Janice Ian and At 17. And in a change to the published programme, I thought we'd celebrate this young man, Les Newman, his birthday. Because every week we play those new singles. At the moment from 1970, 50 years ago, when Les, you were 17.
I was 17. 14th of September 1970. That was when I attained that age of 17. Oh,
yeah, you were. excuse me.
I was older than you.
Yeah, you were. I was only. I became 15 in April of that year.
Wow.
So you were someone to look up to. Someone, a man of property a man of property. A green shed in the garden. Stevie Nicks, Edge of 17, from the album Belladonna. And then you're going to choose whatever you like, Les.
Okay.
Like a strand in the wind, in the web that is now.
Chris B at towardtheunknownregion.com.
About 66.
Yeah, about that, yeah.
The Bird, the title track of must have been their first album, Turn, yeah. Turn, Turn.
Sure.
Les Newman, it is your birthday this particular week, so you've got Les is like a child in a sweet shop, doesn't know what to choose first.
That was amazing, because back in the day, back in 1971, it was 70-71, Steve Allen, a local music producer, currently he's a great bloke, and he's now gone from being a music producer to actually he's a local councillor, Tory councillor, you know, lives in Eye. Bless him.
A politician.
Very well-respected pillar of our society. Yes. Back then, they used to have a soul show on a Saturday night. But Sunday nights was the turn of the progressive rock nights, and we had so many unbelievable bands, Genesis, all the rest of them, all came here. including groundhogs and lots of other things we've played in the past. Oh, sorry. Anyway, where was I? Let's start. Yeah, and of course, the Sunday night prog show, as I was saying, was always opened up by a guy that was, he came on stage. He had a very dark blue, light striped blazer. And his opening theme, well, every time he came on, because he opened the show, and that song, Turn, 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 was like his opening theme tune. So it always reminds me of those great times you had on a Sunday night at the prog rock sessions at the Grand Hotel in Peterborough.
And I know in recent years you have done radio shows elsewhere, yes, haven't you, Les? Yes.
Would you? Yes, on Live 365, actually, it started on Pal Talk, started out back in the day. We used to get groups of people used to get together on Pal Talk, which was an internet chat room. And I used to start playing, people used to play music. So I started playing, you know, spinning a few tracks, mostly dance stuff, a bit of trance and stuff like that. And then I started doing a bit of rock music. Then I came across, somebody said, why don't come and join our radio station? So that was, what was the name of it? Radio Scooter, it was called. And I managed to get a 3-hour show on that. And then that fell through. And then I got another show on the new Renegade Radio, which they gave me a 3-hour progressive rock show. And of course, the theme I used for that was, I used to start with the first 2 minutes of Jessica and then finish and then fade that out from a show and then open up the last two, three minutes of that and end with that.
Well, let's listen to all of it now. The Allman Brothers and
Jessica. The whole Allman Brothers track. Fantastic.
Oh,
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. towardtheunknownregion.com. towardtheunknownregion.com.
Thank you.
Well, we just had to play it, didn't we, Les?
Yeah, I know. That's part of our Martin Birch tribute. Probably this next track is my all-time favourite Pink Floyd track. Dark Side of the Moon. And it's Us and Them.
Dig it. I mean, he got offline because I couldn't get him in the fraction. I did it once. about. And who deny it's what the fighting's all about? Bye.
Thank you for that. That was amazing.
Well, happy birthday to you, Liz. And Kathy is here as well to say...
Happy birthday, Les.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I went to see them on my birthday 2 years ago, Camel.
Oh.
Yeah. And they did... That was the last tour they did in the UK. And it was they did the full album, Moon Madness album, as well as a load of tracks as well. And Andrew Latimer on guitar, he's suffered a lot of ill health over the 3 years.
Yeah.
But he came back and he was at his best. He was really tremendous, you know.
So to take us to the top of the hour, it's another request from my special producer of the day, Les Newman. And can you believe, listener? Particularly wanted to hear Tonto's Expanding Headband. Now, would
the
you?
The reason I chose that is because back in 1970, when I started work, one of the first things I got was I worked for a company called Pi in Cambridge to an apprenticeship, and in their staff shop they had what to them was very revolutionary, which was a cassette recorder. And one of the because you had these C60s or C45s or what they were, first time you could actually record something at home and carry it around with you, you know. And it's just amazing that you think, well, we've got CD disc. Well, you don't need to now, you just have it on your phone, don't you? But back then it was quite a big thing. You carried it around the strap, but you had a microphone with it. But the thing was, you could record records on it, and one of the first things I recorded was Tonto's Expanding Headband.
And this track is called Cybernaut, and of course, Tonto's Expanding Headband, they were one of the first exponents of electronica, weren't they?
Yes, they were, and it's the original new timbral orchestra. Tonto was the machine they used. It was the original Moog type synth, but it was one of the biggest things ever electronic instruments actually produced.
Oh, that's what Tonto stood for.
That's what Tonto means,
you know,
yeah.
I never knew it. Tell me, tell us all again, Les, Tonto.
The original new timbral orchestra. the Tonto Symphonizer, the original new timbral orchestra, the first and still the largest multi-timbral polyphonic analog synthesizer.
Almost like Desert Island Discs today, wasn't
it? No, that's great.